From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that there is another proposal for a commercial solar farm in Greene County, this one in the town of Greenville, this time on the Freehold Flats. Stella Solar, LLC of Denver, Colorado, under the name of East Durham Solar, LLC, on May 25th, asked for a special use permit and site plan approval application to the town of Greenville Planning Board for a solar farm at 9139 State Route 32. The company wants to generate 493.8 kilowatts on about 6 acres of a 40-acre parcel on the west side of State Route 32 along the Catskill Creek. The application states, and I quote, "The PV panels proposed for this project are single-axis tracking. Panels containing cadmium telluride will not be used for this project. The racking system, generally composed of aluminum, will be pile-driven into the ground surface. The solar panels will be directly interconnected to provide energy to the local electric distribution grid via an overhead electrical service. Prior to utility interconnection, direct current, DC, electrical power generated by the solar panels will be transformed to AC power and modified as necessary to connect to the local electrical supply. The project will also include an equipment pad, a gravel access road, a vegetative soil cover, and it will be surrounded by an 8-foot agricultural security fence with wood posts," end quote. The Greenville Planning Board meets the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union that after 38 years in New Lebanon, the Theater Barn has suspended the current season as audiences aren't attending shows in the same numbers as before the pandemic, according to Alan Phelps, whose parents founded the company. Phelps said, and I quote, "It's not so much a money issue as it is people just not coming out," end quote. In 2019, the Theater Barn had 110 subscribers, but this year just 36. The Theater Barn at 654 Route 20 opened this season with the David Mamet play, Boston Marriage, and is showing Fiddler's Three by Agatha Christie through July. Four other shows scheduled for this summer are now on hold. Phelps predicted the Theater Barn will be back, end quote. He added, and I quote, "This isn't just about the Theater Barn. Smaller theaters all over are having the same problem. Sometimes 10 to 12 people in the audience when it used to be full," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the town of Catskill is getting a $10.2 million in long-term interest-free financing to improve its water quality. The money from the State Environmental Facilities Corporation will go to plan, design, and construct a wastewater collection and conveyance system for the newly formed Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District. Plus, it will also pay for installing mechanical screening at the village-owned wastewater treatment plant. A $3.15 million grant was previously authorized for the project. Residents in Catskill often report brown water, and water main breaks have also plagued the town. It is unclear whether this loan and grant will address those problems. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.